6.8, discovery, exchanging relevant information. The following pages feature interactive study regarding discovery documents. Exercises will be completed in class, and the assignments will be completed out of class, unless otherwise instructed. Try to be brief in completing the fill-in-the-blank questions, but use additional paper if necessary. The exercises are primarily designed to encourage the thought process. They will not be graded. The discovery process. Evidence is needed by each party to a lawsuit to support its side of the case. Both parties attempt to gather the necessary evidence to win at trial. A paralegal is intimately involved in this process. Discovery is the vehicle by which both parties to a suit are entitled to certain facts, documents, and other information while preparing for trial. Discovery serves three functions: to clarify issues, to eliminate the element of surprise, to limit the length of trial. Every attorney knows that lawsuits are won by hard work during the pre-trial stage. The best and smartest attorneys use every tool available for the benefit of their clients, and the paralegal is one of the most powerful tools an attorney possesses. Also, when an attorney hears the term pre-trial, he or she usually thinks discovery. Thus, since the paralegal is very involved in discovery, and since most cases are won or lost during the pre-trial stage, the paralegal's importance in litigation becomes obvious. The four most used discovery techniques are interrogatories, requests for admissions, requests for production and inspection of documents, depositions. The integrity of the discovery process. A judge in Hawaii spoke to a group of paralegal graduates about the proper use of paralegals in a law firm. During his talk, the judge addressed the paralegal's role in the discovery process, passionately making the following points. Discovery can determine the outcome of a trial. Paralegals must understand that the work they do during this stage is not incidental. It is critical to the results of litigation. The discovery process is an honorable concept. The purpose of going to trial is not to win, but to seek justice. For justice to prevail, the relevant facts should be exposed. The discovery process requires parties to disclose all relevant facts, even those facts that damage the party making the disclosure. Some attorneys pride themselves on their ability to avoid or circumvent the discovery process. This is unethical and corrosive to the litigation process. Do not compromise your ethics for anyone. As a paralegal, do not engage in obstructive or evasive techniques. Maintain your ethics and help your attorney maintain his or her ethics. The integrity of the litigation process is at least partially in your hands. What can a paralegal do? A paralegal asked to perform a task that seems evasive or deceptive should talk to the attorney about the situation. Maybe there is a reason for the conduct that is not apparent to the paralegal. At some point, the judge pointed out, the paralegal may need to ask the attorney a simple question. Is this really the purpose of discovery? Assignment 6.8, discovery documents. Based upon the same facts as the complaint previously prepared, create these discovery documents.